Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. Subscribe to our OnlyFans for dick pics.
It's just dick pics.
Just that's all we got.
It's not our dicks. No, it's just random. We go to the bathroom. Boom, boom. Fucking bonus content.
We're making stars out of regular dudes at urinals.
The content house is every urinal we go to.
That's what it is. The man in front of me, in charge of getting those pictures, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis and our friend over here.
Our one subscriber. Our
is Poseidon. He's got the fucking the VIP package.
Yeah. Yeah, the VIP package is we resend him pictures of his own dick.
Wait, what? I didn't even know
that
it was mine.
Yeah.
We just taped a mirror to your fucking computer.
This is you, dick out. Oh, dude, I know we have good Florida stories, but there's some so stupid that I found that it's such dumb information that's in my head. You guys have to know, understand it too. I want you guys to be aware of it. You know, Aladdin. You heard of Aladdin? You know who Aladdin is?
Yeah, yeah.
Magic Carpet.
Agrabah, Magic Carpet. What country do you think that takes place in?
I've heard this. It's some weird shit. It's not like in the Middle East.
No. The real Aladdin
is Sweden.
Takes place in China.
Really?
Yeah. It's Arab stories, but it takes place in China because it was during the time of like the Islamic conquest and stuff, where a lot of people were Islamicized. So the story takes place in China. And the real story of Aladdin is a lot more sinister. There's two genies.
Okay.
And there's a guy that pretends to be Aladdin's dad that tricks him, and then he gets mad at him, and he tries to like shut him up in a cave. So then Aladdin uses a second genie to escape. It's this whole elaborate thing. Then it's kind of vague, but I feel like he raped Jasmine, because what happened was he was promised.
Aladdin did, or one of the genies?
Aladdin. But it's kind of... I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what it writes.
Here's the thing, though. If you have a genie, why are you raping? Shouldn't you say, my wish is to want her to fuck me?
You want me to do you one better? The genies? There are no three wishes. There's unlimited wishes.
Unlimited. You're raping. Oh. You fucking piece of garbage.
But it's vague.
There's something funny
Aladdin.
In that.
The rape is under interpretation. I'll explain. So essentially fucking what happens is he was obsessed. He saw Jasmine without her veil. And he's like, bro, that's a hoe. And he really, really wanted her. And he told his mom, and his mom was like, bro, you're a street urchin. You can't marry the princess. He's like, but I want her. So the mom went in to meet the king, the sultan, sorry, and said, look, my son, bit of a retard, but loves your daughter. And he'd be real cool to her. And the king's like, yeah, okay, come back in like a month or whatever. We'll talk about it. Get
what
like 40
a shitty
days.
King that anyone can just get a meeting.
That's how it was. Yeah, anyone can get a meeting. She kept going actually for days. And then finally he's like, why is this bitch here every week? And then someone's like, I don't know. She's like, let me talk to her. What do you want, lady? My son's in love with your daughter, all this. And then
I guess in that part of the world, since they didn't have doors, they just had those beads.
Yeah. She's just standing there like this for weeks on end.
She goes, see the secretary. No, sorry, the king isn't here. I can see him, though.
Yeah.
As soon as it's windy, I see him trying to fucking hide.
Yeah, he's trying to follow the beads. So his consigliere, kind of like, I guess, the Jafar in the cartoon, he wanted his son to marry the princess. So he's like, no, don't worry. Make it hard on him. So he said the only way he's going to be able to marry the daughter is if he comes up with this absurd amount of money that nobody even had, right? So towards the end of the month, the kid finds out that Aladdin finds out that she's supposed to marry Jafar's son.
Okay.
Jafar, I'm calling him Jafar because it's so people can understand kind of who he's in the story. Mm-hmm. He loses his shit. Now.
And he goes into rape mode.
No. That's what I thought. So he finds the genie. It's a whole adventure with the genie, but it doesn't really matter for this story. So he gets the genie, and then what does he wish? So it's their first night together. They go together to sleep together, the Jafar son and Jasmine. And he makes the genie make them disappear from where they are, and both of them appear in his bed.
What?
Yeah. And then they both appear in his bed. And then as the guy's like naked, he's like, what the fuck's
going
on here?
Did he have like a cuck fantasy?
No. Because he goes, what the fuck's going on here? Because they hadn't banged yet, but that was their night, right? They're supposed to bang because they got married. So then Jafar's son's like freaking out, and he makes the genie, who looks like a demon basically, he's like, take that guy in the outside, leave him naked outside. So he takes him outside, and the guy spent the whole night in the cold. And then it doesn't say bang, it says he slept with her there. Like, it doesn't say that they had sex, but maybe next to her. And she was terrified, she was traumatized the whole night, because she's like, I just appeared here and this guy's sleeping with me. And then
plus he just got married. You're like, okay, I'm a virgin, I'm gonna bang, I don't know this guy.
There's but a dude and his genie shows up.
But okay, and then she's like, ah, oh, fucking a guy that I was forced to marry is the worst. And then you're like, oh no, this is the worst. This is way worse.
There's a demon. The genie looks like a demon.
God damn it.
So it's a demon there, so she's fucking traumatized. And then the next day, he makes them go back to, like, appear back to in their regular bed, and they get divorced because the guy's like, I don't want to do it. The guy was traumatized.
Did he divorce her because she banged another dude?
So it doesn't say, right? That's what it seems like, in but the way they make it seem is like, oh, he was just scared of the genie. Bro, you just didn't like that he banged your wife. So this happens. Then Aladdin shows up with a exuberant amount of money because now she's not married anymore because he has a genie he wished for.
Did he get the genie before they got married? I assume he did.
He got it like the day of, like the day before or some shit.
So if he got him the day before, wouldn't he tell the genie, give me $8 billion and I'll go see the dad?
He found out by luck because the first genie is on a ring. Not a lamp. And he was rubbing, he was cleaning the ring, or he was rubbing one out. The translation is loose.
Okay.
And then the genie popped out, and he's like, fuck you want? He's like, who are you? You're a demon. He's like, I'll do your every whim. What you need, dog? And he's like, really? And there's no limit to wishes.
Why is it that all those fucking genie things, it's by rubbing stuff?
It's because it was kind of like a pickup line. A lot of people in the Arab world would be like, hey, sweetheart, you want to rub El Coco? See if he grants you a wish or two.
Your wish is to have a sticky face. If your wish was to have a sticky face, your wish is granted.
I can accommodate. So this happens. Then finally, he builds like his own palace, whatever. Then the other guy that tricked him in the beginning finds out, like, he hears about it, and he comes all the way from Africa, because Africans, I guess at the time, they were viewed as like the bad guys. So he comes all the way from Africa, and he's like,
at the time?
What? That's when the trend started.
Okay.
So he comes and then he fights with him, and then he gets rid of his palace, and he kidnaps the queen. And now the princess is transported to Africa. So now she's living in her palace in Africa with this black guy who's trying to bang her, and she's always refuting his advances. It's like a retarded story.
So Holy shit. The black guy who wants to have sex with her, but when she pushes him back, he respects her, is the bad guy.
Yeah.
And the good guy is the rapist.
Yeah.
He's the good guy because he's the same color.
Oh, no.
He's a good guy.
Dude, he's so funny.
Mike is catching on.
He can rape. He's the same color as
me. We're in China. So
to them, we all look the same.
All he was mad about, the guy, he just hated Aladdin because Aladdin had the ring or whatever that he wanted, and the other guy had a lamp. So he wanted. They were like two genies trying to cancel each other out. Oh. And so Aladdin had to travel to Africa to get her back, and then make his palace appear back in China. Where it's fucking absurd. All this to say, Aladdin, controversial figure. If you look at it, it doesn't say overtly rape. Sounds like he banged the chick against her will.
It sounds like he raped her.
Yeah. It would have been amazing if Disney knew all of this. Like, Gilbert Godfrey's character would have been way better. With all the rape jokes.
Aladdin was voiced by Gilbert Godfrey. That would have been the best. Jasmine! Let me take you for a magic carpet ride. Oh, that
Where amazing. Does the magic carpet come into all this?
There's no magic carpet in the story.
In the original story?
No.
I read,
they didn't mention
just
any carpet.
Just a regular carpet?
Didn't talk about any carpet.
Hey, the only magic carpet in the original story was her carpet. You know what I'm saying?
Go home.
God damn it. Christ. Jesus.
I had, when I was in Florida, I went to we started watching a lot on tour because of Preach, the BKFC.
Bare Knuckle
Fight. Bare Knuckles Fighting Championship or Fighting Club. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, Preach is a gateway drug to obscene sports.
Yeah, so when I went to Florida, I was there for 2 weeks. And I want to thank Poseidon for giving me a cold that hasn't left yet.
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Because the night we were taping before I left, we were taping the special. And the first night he left after the first show.
He was done.
Because he wasn't feeling good. So the second night he apologized. He's like, look, I'm sorry. It's not COVID. I didn't even care if it was COVID. I just didn't want to be sick for the show. And I told him, look, as long as you know, as long as I'm not sick for the show, I don't care.
Yeah, as long as you're careful, you don't like cough on people, you don't lick peanuts, you don't lick your fingers. I was like,
he was like, okay, I'll be careful. Don't worry, I'm gonna watch him. I'm not gonna touch anything. So whenever I'd go near him, he'd act like, okay, I'll stay away from Mike. He had bought four things of peanuts.
Four little containers.
Three of them with no salts, because he knows I hate salt. there's nothing I like more than eating nuts that taste like someone found them in the forest.
That's what they used to call Mike in high school. Forest nuts ward.
Forest nutter.
So he's got a little thing of nuts. And but they're all open. And I figured he opened them. So before the show, I grabbed some nuts. And I eat the nut, and then you're on stage, or preacher's on stage, or something, and then I come back, and I see him fucking, he's just taking the nuts, and not just
he's wrist nuts, deep in there, he's going.
And
in.
It's this deep, and he's still, and he's like, every bite, it's,
I see them, and then,
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did, fucking, no and you way. Do it all the
you're
time.
You're licking your finger, and then I was like, okay, yeah, that's what I get for telling him I don't care if I get COVID.
You know what's funny? It's amazing what he said, because hopefully, I think now you'll be more aware, but he's not aware that he does it, because there's times where he does it to me, and then I look and say, you want some? And I'm like, no, bro, that's cool. And he never goes, oh, it's because I'm licky. He does this. Mm-hmm. And he continues. He never realizes, like, nobody wants.
I'm sorry about that. I literally licked my fingers.
Yeah.
You do the.
And the next day,
I thought I would just do, because I thought
you go crazy, you lick. I've even called you.
Or you might just do this, but then you do. But there's a lot of licking.
A lot of
I thought I was just doing.
No. There's a bunch of licking.
There's a lot of sounds. A lot of
ASMR.
Really?
Yeah. So then, anyway,
you're like a bear with opposable thumbs.
As soon as I saw it, like when I saw it, I should have just went, okay, fuck it. I'm just gonna catch this cold. I'll keep on eating. But I was like, I'm not gonna eat anymore, just in case. And then the next day, I had two podcasts and I was drinking. And then the day after, I was driving to Florida.
So you drove?
I drove. Shit. And it's a 23
hour drive.
Yeah, it took me 20 hours because I drove quick because of Waze. Waze is the fucking best. But I was driving, and I'm doing good. And then after about 10 hours, I start sneezing and coughing. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. So
did you get any fever?
I don't think so. But I pulled over into some weird little town in Virginia, got the shittiest fucking hotel room. Like I was dead, and I check on Hotwire, and I was in a little town that it's all 2-star hotels. One of them is $39, and the others are all like $100. And I'm like, okay, I'll take the $39 one, but I'm like, oh fuck it, I'm just gonna take this one. I didn't even book it through Hotwire. I just walked in. I was like, give me a room. And
can I stay here?
It was the worst room I've ever had in my life. Like it was really bad, but no. You know. I fucking slept for a couple of hours. Wake up, I have a cold. And since I'm diabetic, when I get a cold, my cold fucking is like, it moves in. It's
Your immune system is.
Yeah. So I got this cold. We're recording this on a Saturday. It started 2 Saturdays ago. Or like 13 days, on the Sunday, 13 days ago, my cold started. So anyway, I get the call, drive down to Florida, and then I'm blowing my nose, get to Florida, and I bought tickets for the bare knuckles fight thing. And I was like, it's next Saturday. I'm going to be good. It's in a week. I go to the bare knuckles thing. I'm alone, and I'm fucking coughing like crazy. Oh, no. And I bought a COVID test just to make sure, because I didn't want to, like, it's not that I don't care about giving someone a cold, but I don't really care about giving someone a cold, but I didn't want to give people COVID. So I take the test. So I know I'm safe. And even, like, my cold is probably gone. It's just my stupid body that's still coughing. So I arrived to the BKFC.
The Bare Knuckle Fight Championships.
And I went there alone because I figured I really like fighting. Not fighting, but I like fights. So I was like, it's going to be fun.
You like fights? You love the homeless?
Yeah.
This is a win-win.
Yeah. But the thing I'd forgot, I forgot that we had changed the clocks, that we changed the time. So if I looked at anything in my house that was connected to the internet, which are all my clocks are connected to the internet, I would have known that I was leaving at the wrong time. But I was like, okay, I want to get there once it starts. I don't want to get there ahead of time because it's all going to be fucking weirdos. Because we're in fucking Central Florida to see fucking homeless guys fight without gloves. Yeah. So it's going to be pathetic.
So you check your wristwatch?
I check my wristwatch and I'm like, God damn, I'm late. God damn, I'm. So I leave. I show up like an hour before I wanted to. And everyone in the place is... everyone looked like they were in a parody. It felt like I was in a fucking Key and Peele sketch. Like everyone, since we've been to a lot of fights, like you see like the UFC attracts a certain type of person. Yeah. PFL is the same type of people.
Yeah.
Boxing is a little sketchier. And this thing is way sketchier. So everyone looked like, I saw a guy with a fucking, like a fake gold medallion about this big. And he's walking around and I'm like, oh, you motherfucker.
But this was a high-end venue. Yeah. This was like what? This was like an arena?
It was in a hotel, in a sort of a ballroom.
Like a banquet hall.
A banquet hall. And they hadn't reserved all of the hotel. So there was this fucking fight. And next door, there was a wedding.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
So there's people that went there for the wedding, and they're complaining about like, the chicken's not that good. Yeah. And then they hear,
Almost. But it's Central Florida, so that chick would have ended up with a black eye anyway. So I wait in line, and then I realized what I like about going to see fights is being with friends and going, fuck, do you see that guy? Look at that fucking loser. Look at that. But I'm alone. So I'm just sitting there alone with my cough. And I saw something I'd never seen.
Were you making noises? Like, oh, yeah. Or no?
No, because and plus fucking BKFC. I paid, it was, I forget what the price was. I think it was $25 for the regular seats, $75 for the VIP, and then $125 for ringside. So I was like, I'll get the ringside. But ringside, you had to buy a table. So you had to buy 10 places. So I was like, I'm not going to pay $1,000.
Sit alone.
So I was like, I'll get the VIP. Before, yeah. But the way they did it, it was general admission. And the VIP was farther from the ring than the regular people. So the people that paid $25 were right close up. Then the people that paid $1,000 were a little farther away, and the VIPs were super far away.
That's good business.
Yeah, they're really good. So I was looking at the fight, and I'd always have to, like, I couldn't really see, and I was front row. I was fucking front. I had the best because I showed up early because of my stupid watch. So I was in the front row. I couldn't see the fight, so I kept on looking at the screen. Oh. And it was so weird. And then I'd cough and people would kind of freak out. And it's weird. When I was in the lineup, I was looking at the people. Because, like, in the room, there was the same as, like, fights. There's always, like, rich guys and poor guys. But I was the only person there that has ever paid income tax. Like, it's all...
Holy shit.
It was all, like, everyone felt like... Like, if you wanted cocaine, you could have asked it. Everyone.
Yeah, if you didn't want cocaine, they would have thought you were weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so. But I was looking at people, and then I realized, I was like, I've never seen. Like, whenever you go see fights, you see white guys, you see black guys, you see Latinos, you see Arab dudes.
There's the odd Asian.
Odd Asian, but you never see Muslim women. Like, you never see a woman with a headscarf.
Like, fighting or watching?
No, watching. You never see a woman with a headscarf. And lady next to me was a woman with a headscarf.
Now, hold on. Muslim or cold?
She was
like... Was the AC on, is what I'm asking.
They didn't have AC at that hotel. No, yeah, so I was like, that was the only thing. I was like, but I kept on staring. I was like, this is weird that there's a fucking woman with a Muslim veil watching fucking like rednecks fight.
You're like, ma'am, I appreciate the progress you've made, but I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
And every person there knew who all the fighters were. It was weird. Like
that's Grumpy McGillicuddy.
Yeah, and they were like, hey, man, you're the best fighter ever. And then but they knew no one else knew him. So then they tap whoever, and they were like, that's a fucking skeezy McGavin. And he's fucking, he's the best. They were all, and the fights were bad. Because they're fucking low-level fighters. Yeah. Like, they could kick the shit out of me, but they're bad fighters.
You're telling me that guys with names like Killy McGillicuddy and Cumshot Johnson, you tell me they're not the upper echelon of fight society.
And this place didn't even have like the bar. You didn't pay for your drink, you had to buy it. You waited in line, bought a ticket.
Oh my god.
And it wasn't a drink.
It's like a community center.
Yeah, it wasn't a drink ticket. Every drink had its own. So the guy, I'm waiting in line, and he goes to pay for drinks. I pull my money out. I go, give me a vodka Diet Coke, give me a beer. And then he's like, no, you gotta get tickets. I go, wait, get tickets? And then he goes, what do you want? And I go, give me four tickets. And he goes, what are you going to drink? And I go, I don't know, I'm going to drink vodka or beer. He goes, okay, vodka and what? Vodka and Diet Coke, how many of those do you want? So I was like, do you have a different ticket for a vodka Diet Coke than a fucking
vodka
rum
Coke?
And Coke or a fucking gin he and said soda? Yes. He goes, yeah, we have, I'll give you, we have tickets for vodka, tickets for
Coke.
And everything was a different price. And I was like, oh, you fucking.
That's mental.
So I was like, just give me $40 worth of tickets. So then I went in and the fights were fucking garbage. They were garbage.
Like the people weren't trained.
Because I got there fucking an hour early, so I was watching the early undercard, and they were shit, and I couldn't see the fight, and I couldn't see anything, and I was always coughing, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go home and watch the main event on my TV. And then I got home and I realized the main event isn't on my TV, it's on fucking YouTube.
Oh yeah, obviously. It's a fucking bare knuckle fight.
But it was the type of thing, like if we were 10 people,
we
would
have
been amazing. Because everyone was a fucking parody. I saw a guy, like everyone was either in a wheelchair or had a cane. And not because they were handicapped or disabled, just because they were either fucking fat as shit or lazy. So you'd see these fucking fat guys, but acting like they were fucking like... They acted like I can't get out of bed, but once I'm out of bed,
try putting me down.
Yeah.
When I'm up, can't put me down.
Yeah. So it was.
I'll go down by myself. Give me 20 minutes. I'm sitting. I need a seat.
It was a weird night. What a weird place. And the guy too, like the MC was the best because he was like, all right, how you guys doing? Okay, over here, make some noise. And he does this, and about three people go, and he goes, I thought Phoenix was on fire. Phoenix ain't got shit on Orlando.
Oh, no. There's three people clapping.
So
how bad was that Phoenix?
God.
I think, though, he's the type of guy.
He doesn't listen.
That, like, you know when you see a new shitty comic, he's like, how you guys doing? Amazing. All right, I'm doing good too.
Yeah,
and how you guys doing?
Look off, get off the stage. Yeah. I know, right? I feel it. Like tonight, because people were doing sets while we're doing the podcast, we're up and down. So you, you made fun of some ladies that were going to the casino. You got a notification, and then I went on after you, and I didn't know. Like I asked, who is it? I didn't know they were gonna not take the joke well. So I just said, hey, who's the people that went to the casino? And I pointed at them, and I said, don't worry, I'm just gonna talk to you a bit. And then they stormed out. And I go, am I walking them right now? And it was during the joke when I go, do you have any groups that you have a friend that you hate? So they got up and they started walking, and because I had already started the joke, I was talking about Homer. And then right away, the crowd's looking at them, and she's like, we have to leave. She's yelling from the back because he's telling us we're too loud. I go, who's telling you that? I go, Cedric, who works here? I go, Cedric. I go, he's just doing his job. He's correct. And people started laughing. And then as soon as they get out, I go, so they're the Homers of our group. And everyone started fucking.
Funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah. So then I continued the joke. Yeah.
When I went on stage. My first joke, I do my joke, I get a laugh, and then I see one of the ladies go blah, 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 and sort of whisper in the other person's ear.
The same two bitches we're talking about.
Yeah, so I ask, I go, did you just translate my joke? Can she not understand? And then she goes, no, 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 no. And then I go, what'd you say? And she goes, no, nothing, nothing. And I go, no, no, well, what'd you say? No, nothing. And then I asked the other one, I go, what's she saying? And she said, no, it's because we're going to the casino. And she said, I can't wait to go to the casino.
Oh, no.
I was like, that's so retarded. Oh, no.
I was like, do you know how fucking hurtful that is? I was like, I've been doing this for a long time. I've won a bunch of awards.
And this is new shit that you're the first to hear.
And I was like, this is like, there's two, the one thing I love the most in life is comedy. So this is me fucking giving my essence. And you're like, I can't wait. I was like, this is like if I met a chick, we start having sex and I'm eating her pussy. And she's like, that's so good. That's so good. And I was like, me eating your pussy? No, the casino later. Yeah. It's gonna be so good. And then one of the ladies seemed angry.
Yeah.
And then I'd ask them stuff and they were fucking bitches. And then Cedric came over and he was like, hey, shut the fuck up. He told him to shut the fuck up. And then they were the type of people that I'd ask them stuff, and then the lady was like,
I can't say anything.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
Like an 8-year old.
So whenever I talk, I didn't even talk to them. I do a joke, I look over, and then she's like, and I was like,
what the fuck?
I told her too. I was like, I fucking hate you. I hate you. I was doing a bit of my when I went to China. And yeah. Cops were waiting for me in the bar, and I thought I was going to end up dying in Chinese prison. And I was like, I miss China with you fucking garbage people.
They were trash.
Fucking bitches. Yeah. You fucking, like, the thing that I hate too, like, because she, and the other one was like, no, but she'd never been to the casino. So she's like, so it's normal that she's, and I was like,
you
yeah,
had
but
a show.
There are people, you fucking sat in the front. So there are people here that have never been here. That an hour ago were eating supper going, I can't wait to see this show. This is going to be amazing. And they were like, we hope we have a good table. They showed up. They were like, okay, it's an okay table. They're in that's an amazing table.
They must be excited.
They must love comedy more than I love comedy. And then you see these fat, stupid bitches.
Go to the casino.
And they're not physically fat. They're just fat. Human.
Their essence,
essence is fat.
I even asked them what they're going to play, and they didn't want to tell me. And I go, if you play roulette, put on 24 for me. And like,
Jesus Christ.
I had a thing that I saw about fat people that I thought was really funny. This week, I was going to talk about next week's episode, but my dad's in the hospital right now.
What'd you do to him?
Because his penile enlangement surgery went wrong.
Horribly wrong. Yeah, it's too large.
Yeah, it was too big. Fucking 19 inches. This is too much.
He kept falling over.
That is too much. It does. It's, you know, on paper, it seems useful.
Yeah.
But practically, it's too much. It's
caused
too much.
A lot of back pain.
Yeah.
It's because, but since he's old, he was thinking he'll take Viagra. He's 92. Put a little wheel on the end of it. And he can walk wherever.
It's like a skateboard.
Yeah.
It's like a scooter.
It's like those wheelies, those shoes that you pop out the wheels out of. You go, you click your heels.
Just rolls in dick first.
Yeah, no, but my dad had a thing. He was, I get a call. So I'm in Florida. I get a call from, and my dad's the type of guy that no matter what's happening in his life, his hair could be on fire. And if I called him, I'd be like, your hair's on fire. He'd be like, it's okay. You know, I had a good run. I'm 92. I still have hair. If I go bald now, it's okay. And then the weird fucking burn scalp. Oh, it's just a fucking, it's an icebreaker. People will go like, what happened to your head? And then I start talking and make new friends. So he's that type of guy.
He's an old school type of tough dude.
Yeah. Like he's so, everything, he's a glass half. He's a glass fucking 9/10 full. So I get
he's
a call.
He's a glass, put your entire fingers in.
Yeah. So I get a call from my aunt. I'm in Florida and she's like, your dad is at the hospital. I'm like, what does he have? She goes, I don't know, but he lost 25 pounds in the last 3 weeks. And he passed out. He went to the doctor and passed out during the exam. So they
kind of exam
brought him to the hospital. I don't know. It was some fucking science exam, and he
multiplications.
Hurt
his head. Yeah, they're asking questions. He's like,
calculus. But anyway, so I'm freaked, and I asked my aunt because I didn't tell her I was in Florida, and I was like, is it bad? She goes, but you should go see him, and I was like, okay, and he's 92, so you should go see him means
he's dying.
He's gonna die soon. So I'm like, okay. So I'm gonna book a flight. And then my phone rings and it's one of my dad's friends, And but he doesn't tell me he's one of my dad's friends. He just goes, my father's name is Arthur. And no one calls him Art except for when he was in high school. And he goes, hello, do you know Art Ward? And I'm like, yeah, it's my father. And he goes, okay, all right.
Question number two.
And he goes, Art had something happen to him. Do you know his son, Mike? And I go, yeah, it's me. You just called me. And then he goes, yeah, okay. So your dad had a little episode. And he's going to the hospital.
This is the whitest person I've ever heard.
Then I'm like, okay, but what, like, should I, do I have to go to, I was like, I'm in Florida. Do I need to go to Quebec? Or, and he goes, one second. And then he goes, Art, should Mike
he's come there to with Quebec? Him.
And then I hear my dad go, no, he's okay. He can stay in Florida. And then I'm like, what? I was like, can I yes, talk to my dad? And this guy's driving, and he's an old guy, so he doesn't know how phones work. So he's probably just driving. But so I started talking to my dad, and then I asked my dad, I'm like, how's it going? And he goes, I got a cold. I've had a cold for a couple of weeks. And, you know,
Poseidon came over, was eating my nuts, I've been sick ever
since. Yeah, some fucking big fucking dumb Greek guy came over, licked everything. He licked my spoons. Yeah, so he tells me, he goes, I got a cold. And I was like, yeah, but my aunt told me you lost 25 pounds. He goes, yeah, well, I didn't have the energy to cook. And I go, yeah, but 20. And my dad's not a big guy. Like he's 6 feet tall, and he weighed before this happened 170.
Oh,
so he was down to 144.
That's dangerous.
144, 6 feet tall is fucking real thin. So I'm like, okay,
Peter Crouch.
Okay, should I come home? Do you want me to come to Quebec? And then he goes, I don't think I'm going to die. And then him and his friends start laughing. So
what?
So I'm like, okay, I don't think if he's laughing, like my dad, that's the type of thing. Even if he was dying, he'd do a joke like that and laugh. But his friend wouldn't laugh. Like if your friend is dying and does a joke like that, you'd be like, hey, fucking Art.
You never know, though.
Calm down. But so I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay. All right. So anyway, we talk. And then I'm like, okay, I hang up. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to book a flight. And ended up, I got so lucky. This story is going a million places. But I checked for the flights. And this, I found out Monday. And then there's a hurricane coming towards Orlando. So I go to book on Tuesday. And then I see like weird squiggly lines on my phone to say that there's a lot of wind.
It was written in Arabic.
Yeah, exactly. And then I see that SpaceX had a launch that's like at Cape Canaveral that's close to Orlando Airport. And they're canceling the launch. Because there's too much wind. So I was like, if there's too much wind for a rocket, there's too much wind for a plane. So I was like, I'll wait an extra day. So I wait an extra day. Tickets are crazy expensive. And fucking Air Canada fucked up. They canceled a bunch of flights, and they put everyone in the same plane. And they booked one of these planes that go to Europe. So
the big ones?
It's fucking huge. So I look, the ticket prices are crazy expensive. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll use my Aeroplan points. The way Aeroplan points work, every point is a dollar that you spent on your credit card. So to go coach, it's 44,000 points. So I'm like, that's fucking crazy expensive that it cost me $44,000 to get that bonus. But I'm like, I have them, so who cares? I'll just pay it. But then I'm like, and there were no first class tickets. And I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna wait. And I started thinking, should I pay cash? Should I get another company? I decide to go back, and there was a fuck up with the system. It was they put a new price, 44,000 points for for a coach, or 22,000 points for first class.
Oh.
So I click on first class, and then it's 22,000 points, And then there's an option putting it, how much would it be? Money. I click. It was $233.
I would have paid the money.
So I was like, fuck it. I paid $233. So, and it was first class with those beds. So I had a bed. I had a three-course meal. Fucking $233 for a fucking first class. God. And then damn. I got on the plane and they closed the airport 2 hours later. So I was super lucky.
To get back in Montreal.
So I got back to Montreal and then drove down to Quebec City. I went to see my dad. And then on the way there, I'm talking to my brother. And he tells me, he goes, they found spots. Because when you lose 25 pounds in a month.
It's not good.
It's cancer. It's always cancer. So he's like, no, that wasn't my brother. That was my dad. I'm on the phone with my dad. And he goes, yeah, they took an x-ray and they found spots on my lungs. And I go, that's not good. And he goes, it's probably my cold. And I'm like, they never find spots because of a cold. He's like, no, but you know, it's a cold. I have a bad cough, so it's definitely a cold. When you cough, it's cold.
You never know. It might be right.
So he tells me this. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm like driving down. I'm like, I'm going to go see him tomorrow. I figure like old people, when they get a cancer, the cancer is if you're 90, your cancer is fucking slow as
your
fuck.
Your cancer's also 90.
Your cancer's 90. But I figure if he lost 25 pounds, he might have gotten cancer on his lungs 18 years ago. And his fucking 70-year-old cancer took 20 years to kill him. So I end up going, show up, my dad, I see him, he's sleeping, he's tiny. And this is how positive he is. When I talked to him, I was like, do you have a room? And he goes, no, I'm in the hallway. And anyone else would have been, fucking, why am I in a hallway? I'm a 90 fucking 2-year-old, I'm in the hallway. And he's like, it's fucking amazing. There's always people walking by. They gave me meals. And I'm like, oh, this fucking guy, no matter what happens to him, he's going to be happy.
You could set him on fire. He'd be like, it was hot.
Yeah. So then they put him, since he's nice and always happy, they put him in his own room alone. So I show up and he's fucking sleeping. And I sat next to him and I took a picture of him to show to my brother. But I couldn't send it because I was like, if I send this, he looks like he's dead.
He's going to freak out.
Because he's so small. So I sit there for like an hour, 2 hours, and then I go see the nurse, talk to the nurse, and I'm like, what does he have? And she goes, I don't know what he has, but these are the tests we did. I can get the doctor. She calls the doctor, and then the doctor tells me it's not cancer. It's just he got pneumonia about a month ago, but since he didn't treat it, it got crazy, and the mucus in his lungs hardened. Because it's like if you have fucking snots in your nose that are wet and you never blow your nose, it'll get hard. So she goes, we were sure it was cancer. We checked and the what we saw, the spots weren't cancer. It's just mucus. So we think we're going to get rid of that with the antibiotics.
What a lucky dude.
Yeah, in about a week. And then so she was like, we might find cancer, but if we find cancer, it's going to be tiny. And he's 92, so he's gonna die of cancer when he's 118. So I was super happy, super. Like I went from fuck, my dad's gonna die, to okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, and then I booked him
spa. Like,
when I was there, because he was he lives in an apartment by himself, and then he was like, look, if I let a pneumonia go. Without going to fucking see a doctor, and the next thing I'm just gonna die. So he goes, it's time to get a room, like a not a hotel room, but like to be in a
old folks home.
Old folks home. So and the place he wants to go, he's like, there's two different places I want to go. There's this place that's really good, apparently, and this place that apparently is shit, but I know people. And then I was like, don't go to the shitty place. He goes, no, but. He goes, the good place, the problem with the good place is if I get too old and too sick, I'm going to have to leave to go to the shitty place to die. Whereas if I go to the shitty place right away, I never have to move again. And I'm like, dude. Who cares? He goes, I don't want to move in 3 years. I was like, you're going to an old folks home. You're going to be, you don't have furniture. And like, as soon as we take you out of your apartment, you don't have furniture. So you're going to move in an ambulance. And then we're going to grab a box with your fucking underwear and another box with your pictures, and that's it. And then Like I was selling the place that was a cool place, like a lot. I was like, you got to get this place, got to get. And then he told me,
the chicks are easy.
Yeah, he told me, he was like, oh yeah, but they have it's a 2-story building and most of the rooms are on the second floor and they don't have an elevator, so I can't walk upstairs. So I was like, oh fuck, I shouldn't have sold the place. So then I went to the place and got him a room. So I was so happy.
Oh, you got him an actual room on the first floor?
First floor, I guess someone just died.
That's terrible.
They weren't dead before I got there, but they're dead now.
I got there, they said they're full, and I said, give me 20 minutes.
Okay, give me a pillow.
Who's the most annoying patient?
When is nap time, and please give me a pillow.
Yeah.
Dude, your father is a beautiful soul, man.
Yeah, yeah. I was so happy because I'm the type, like, I try to be that way, and I am that way. Like, I realized, though, like, when I had my the court thing, I remember I was exactly like my dad is because I was always positive, and that's what fucked me over. When the Jérémy court thing started, journalists were always like, this is horrible, this is horrible. And I was like, nah, it's okay. You know, things happen. And people are talking about me. So now it's not a good time, but in a couple of years, it's going to, instead of charging, you know, a couple of grand for a show, I'll charge like 10. So it's like an investment. And I was just...
That's funny.
And I was just, but like, I was just trying to find the... And then people were like in the French papers and Canadian papers, like, look at this piece of shit.
He's not taking it serious.
But I was like, I'm just trying to be fucking positive.
Yeah.
Do you want me to, every time you talk to me, cry and have a gun in my face? And I didn't get why I was like that, but it's 100% because of my dad.
Yeah, that's what you got. I like that. I like that kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I aspire to be that positive.
Yeah. I did a couple of years ago, my wife, we got home and there was a really bad, we were on vacation. When we came back, there was one of the pipes in the basement broke. And so the basement was flooded. And usually, like, if it floods, electric heaters, there'll be a short circuit and the power will go off. But for some reason, the power didn't go out. And
just electrified water?
So it was water that was not boiling, but almost, because it was heated.
Oh, shit.
So there was steam. So there was only a couple of days of water, but... There was damage, like there was water damage for the last 8 years because it was just fucking steam. So when I got home, there's fucking like this much water in the basement. The walls are rotted. The fucking ceiling is falling apart. And my wife is crying and she's like losing her shit and she's yelling. And she was like, why aren't you angry? And I was like...
Well, how's that going to help?
Well, really? How, like, me being, who am I going to be angry at? Am I going to be angry at the fucking heater? Am I going to be angry at the pipes? How about I just fucking call people to get it fixed? And then she was like, we're going to lose everything. I was like, you know, worst comes to worst, we'll fucking just gut the basement. And, you know, but no matter what we do, it happened.
Yeah.
So who cares?
Where was
I
this?
I prefer that mentality.
My old house on not the one I'm at out now, the one I was at before
in Saint Jean.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna do?
And I was really proud of myself because that was the first time I felt like okay, this is the man I want to become. I don't want to be, because a year before I would have been like you. Fucking bastard. I would have been like, a fucking piece of shit. I couldn't afford this fucking house. And now I would have been like, I'm not even like, I don't even believe in God, but I would have been yelling at God and fucking, you motherfucking Jesus. Muhammad is going to be my dude from
everyone
now on.
Put your phones away. I'm going to use the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so I was really happy. So my dad, everything's good.
Okay, Matt, this is good. Then it's happy. You said you had something to tell us. When we started, you're like, I got a story for you about farting.
Oh, it's just one of my topics. It was for my second, the second show. But I'll say it now. I have I've been having a lot of fun lately.
Okay.
If I'm at a mall or in a Walmart or any store, I'll fart and escape.
And that's how you have fun?
Yeah.
And I see people's faces.
Oh, so you fart next to people and walk away?
Yeah, and it's the funniest.
Here's the thing, Mike. I'm used to people looking at me in disgust. Now they're disgusted, but they're not looking at me. It's quite humorous. even though it is me, they should be looking at me disgust like they normally do.
No, but the thing
is, you know what's crazy too? Like, you're not George Clooney, but in Montreal, people know you. Like, you're not crazy famous, but if you're farting in a Walmart, there's at least 10% of the people that recognize
someone,
you.
Someone's gonna.
Well, the fart was by mistake, but because I had to shit.
And he just shits his pants.
So you, the fart was an accident, but the shitting was on purpose?
No. I didn't shit in public. Okay. I didn't shit in public. But like this one time I was in H&M and I looked around and there was nobody around.
Why were you in H&M wishful thinking?
Go fuck yourself.
Were you applying the secret?
No. The double XL.
Were you looking at it? Visualize. I'm gonna fit in this one day.
Did you try on the changing room? Can we put holes in this?
The whole room is mine.
I fit in double XLs, by the way.
They don't have double XLs.
They do. Some clothes they have. Some clothes they
really?
Have. Yeah.
The blankets.
I think they've added in recent years because in the past I wouldn't be able to fit.
They added because you keep going.
Yeah. So
and ripping the mediums.
They keep seeing me all sad in the aisles. I'm like, look at this fucking piece of shit.
I'll do something about this guy.
Anyway, so it's happened twice recently. The second time I was in the H&M and I really had to shit, but I'm like I'm gonna go home to shit. Cause I have a bidet, and I love using my bidet.
You want
to
shit in the bidet
while you drink water? No. I get it. Bro. Stay hydrated.
Like I'll take a shit and to clean my ass, I use the bidet, okay, right?
Yeah. Oh, is that what?
And because I hate toilet paper now. Ever since I started using the bidet,
you hate toilet paper.
Yeah, and I'm at the H&M, and I really have to fart. I'm like, fuck, I really gotta let one go, but I'm holding it, and my stomach hurts. And I look around, and I go, fuck, there's nobody around me.
I'm gonna shit my pants.
And dude, I let one rip, right? And dude. H&M employee comes out of nowhere. She was looking for something. I'm like, no. So I leave.
Monsieur, did you hear that? I don't know if the walls are creaking. Or the
So I'm like, no. So then I dip. I leave this crime scene right away. And then I saw her from far and she was like, what the fuck? And she was looking around. And I was looking at clothes.
She saw you wobbling away.
And then I was looking at clothes and shit. And then,
a dead rat. Oh, so you didn't run away. You just.
I went to another section of the store. Yeah.
And he looked from a distance. Yeah. Like this.
But then she forgot what she was looking for because I saw her. She was like,
yeah, because she got dizzy.
Yeah, that would affect your memory. Yeah.
And then she just started looking for the culprit, I guess. So she was going next to people. Mm. She was going next to people.
Oh, and sniffing.
Looking at clothes and going.
Sniffing their butts?
And she was going.
So it didn't smell like you farted. It smelled like you shit your pants. You shit your pants probably.
No, I didn't shit my pants.
Someone in this store has pooped their pants.
No, I didn't shit my pants.
And I bet you she smelled other people. She's like, I don't know who it is. And then finally, sure when she made eye contact,
she was.
I almost shot my pants on.
What a weird lady that she was going next to people going.
At what would she have done if she found you?
I don't know.
And you reek of shit.
Did she put stickers on people? Like white is this guy's cool, but the red is the shit.
At some point, she came next to me and she goes. This, I was like, fuck. Yeah.
You should have told her I always smell this way.
And I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I can never come to this place again. I can never come to this place again.
Yeah.
But I almost did shit my pants on Tuesday.
What happened Tuesday? I can't remember.
Tuesday, I was in my car and I let one rip. Because, look, let's be honest, we all let one rip in our cars, right? We
can be honest with ourselves. I don't even let you rip one in my car.
No, in our own personal cars when we're alone.
Oh, I got to keep my car clean. I've never farted in my life.
You're so full of shit.
I've never farted in my life.
I only fart in an airplane. Because airplanes, like, since the pressure, that's the only place I fart.
I've never farted in my life.
I never fart because I'm
such a piece of shit.
For real, though. I don't fart. I shit a lot. Like, for some reason, my brain is trained. Like, I could probably fart and only shit once a day like a human being.
Yeah.
But I'm like, as soon as I'm like, I got to go take a shit.
In the plane.
No. In a plane, I just fart.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't care.
In a plane, the pressure fucks your stomach.
Yeah.
Well, ever since I have the bidet, I've been farting more because I've been holding it in more because I've been waiting to get home to use my bidet.
So you shit your pants in your car?
No, I thought I did.
How do you realize that one time you could think, how do you, how fat has your ass become where you're like, look, I don't know if it's in there. I don't know what's happening. It's moist.
Well,
Plus, you're sitting. Like, walking around and going, did I shit my pants? But you're sitting. So wouldn't you feel the
Well, that's the thing. I had open mic here on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then I'm in my car.
You did an open mic at the Bud then?
Yes, yeah. Here.
First time in French?
First French set, first open
How'd
mic.
How'd it go?
I think it went well. Were you there?
It
went okay.
No, I was here. I was doing my show on the other side.
Okay.
I think it went okay. It was just one of my jokes. I think I fucked it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. He disappeared.
Huh?
Someone yelling. He disappeared. Like I didn't even see you that night. You just left. You didn't come see my show.
Oh, I no. What are you talking about? We chilled upstairs after with Chris.
Oh, that's where you were. Yeah, you were on my show. Yeah, yeah. Because I couldn't find him, but then he was upstairs with the.
Chris. Oh yeah, that was the night that you were doing. I want to talk about that. The English shows.
Tuesday nights I do them here. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. How'd it go?
It was fun. It was fun. I'm trying to gain traction, get people to know. People still think it's in French, so yeah. I don't know what else to do. I made a new picture with writing and all that, but people don't get it.
Like, whenever I did English shows here, the description was just English.
That's
English,
what they did
English,
for this
English.
One, too, yeah, just to get people to catch on. It's going to take a couple weeks for it to catch on, but it's a lot of fun because a lot of fuckery. Everyone's just having fun saying whatever they want.
How was the crowd?
Crowds were good.
Okay.
It's just that it wasn't, it's not sellouts yet.
Okay.
But the crowds are good.
Okay.
All comedy fans.
Cool.
Two Drink Minimum fans. A lot of podcast fans, yeah.
How, like half full, three quarter full?
Half full.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is enough to get a good vibe.
Yeah.
And it'll just build.
Yeah, it's just going to build. I want the sides full and then I'm happy. If I get that crescent in there, it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
So it's fun. They're the funnest nights, bro. Tuesdays.
Yeah, and Chris was here?
Chris was here. He was doing... I have, like, always a surprise in the lineup.
Okay.
And Chris did some new jokes. He did his magic. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
He had a blast, too. He liked it.
Nice.
Chris Ramsey. Check out his channel. Puzzle solver, magician, wizard.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a good... Tuesday nights are the funnest. People watch Two Drink Minimum if they and then they could come to the show because it's at 9:15.
Oh.
Or sometimes if they can't, they just watch Two Drink Minimum or they just come to the show. We have a lot of podcast fans that come out.
Very cool.
Like real podcast fans. Like there was like because I talk to the crowd since I'm hosting, and sometimes they know stuff that like I've said like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So like there's
a lot of autistics.
A lot of autistes.
yeah.
Like you know, it takes one to know one. Yeah. We know what we're drawing.
Yeah.
In
the real fan. You know the dead eye.
Yeah.
Hello.
The
what's that smell? That's me, sir.
So we haven't we haven't seen you in a minute, and all you've been up to is shit in your pants
and growing the mustache in a weird way that doesn't look good.
I was I haven't had I realized I have to I have to trim it and make it look clean, and I have to trim the sides also to make it look nice. But I forgot.
You look like a homeless guy that's pretending to be Italian.
Are you homeless? I'm Italian.
Yeah.
But yeah, I forgot that because these underparts here, it's weird when I let them grow it out and I got to shave them. I got to hold this and I got to shave. But I forgot. I completely forgot to do it.
What do you mean it's under? You just let it grow.
No, this part, because then it looks, this. You see this part?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to shave that.
You're not supposed to. You
yes, you
let
are.
It and then it's going to grow. You have to let, you have, there's a period in all your hair, facial hair and your head hair. There's a period where it sucks dick.
Yeah.
You have two options. You battle through it and then it's nice. Or you cut it because you're too scared of that period. Even hair, long hair.
And you should be used to that period that you're sucking dick.
So, remember The Undertaker, same thing. The Undertaker, when he cut his hair, he had to grow it. And then he had that fucking period where it was medium length and he looked goofy. He fought through it.
No.
Grow out again.
Well, my hair, I'm letting it grow now. I'm fighting through it. But this part, the under, because I want to do the twirly. You gotta shave under. Which is right next to the lip.
Because you're going to be lifting it up.
Exactly, yeah. You have to shave that.
Well, yeah. Because then it's going to look absurd. Yeah.
I think, though, to make the twirly thing look good, you got to shave everything.
Yeah,
except for the mustache.
Yeah.
I think that's what looks weird now.
It might be. I thought about that, too.
Oh, maybe.
Because like, he has two different facial hairstyles at once.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll see.
I'm gonna style it at home. I've been getting better at styling, shaving and shaving what I want to shave and keeping what I want to keep and shit.
Yeah, I played that new God of War game.
Yo,
you played it?
Don't come at me like that.
Did you play it?
No,
because you acted like you played it.
No, but I'm jealous that everyone else is playing it.
Who's everyone else? You know three
you.
People. Yeah, I'm not.
Well, everyone online too. Like I keep seeing the lives. Yeah, but I'm jealous, bro. I want
to
play it.
It's very impressive what technology has been able to accomplish with video games. What a fucking insane, beautiful, fun game. It's completely ridiculous. Completely insane.
And now you have a spear and shit?
No, I don't have a spear.
Not yet.
Can you play like your PS5 And you're PS4?
Oh, it's not multiplayer. It's one single player. So it's just a lot of fun. It's a good story. It's I've been having a lot of fun killing these Norse gods.
Bunch of pussies, bro.
You have the Greek god of war, and then you meet the Norse god of war, who's a pussy. I don't want war anymore.
Oh, the...
He's a god of war that doesn't want war?
Yeah, because he's been through a lot. He's like, I've seen war. And I go... I was watching him, and he's a big, he's a giant, too. He's like, I've seen too much. I've decided I'm against war. And I go, oh, my God. Like, it's June, bro. Like, it's gay pride all the time this week. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Did you find, like, the Greek version? And then everyone else, there's a bunch of pussies. In Norway, it's the Greek guy that's, I don't like war.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's why, because the Greek go, oh, and I don't know if you could pull it up, but in Constantinople, in Turkey.
I did pull that up, actually. You know what I'm talking about? Twitter. Yeah,
people are mad. There was some like, Islamists that were angry. They go, why is there a Greek god on our metro system? It's not real. It's fiction. It's a video game, guys.
So they were very upset.
Like, why are these goddamn Greeks on our metro?
Can you go up? So which one is the Greek god? The one with the red on his
face?
Yeah.
So that's Kratos.
And that's his son.
And that's his son.
Okay.
Scary as a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a fucking... He looks like a goddamn lunatic.
Yeah.
He is.
He is. A lot of tough love in
this. He looks like a 1980s wrestler.
Yeah. Mm. Very. Oh, speaking of wrestling, Vince McMahon, no, nothing. He's completely out of WWE from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's fucking. Who watches that now? How do you still watch that without Vincent Kennedy McMahon?
Did you see the series on Crave? I don't know if it plays on American TV. The
Dark Side of the Ring?
No, Tales from the. Can you Google Tales? I think it's Tales from the Territories.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Where they talk about the old school wrestling. Yeah, it's cool.
Did you see the one about the Minnesota wrestling? That there's Mad Dog Vachon that was a...
I did. And they had... Dude.
What a fucking psychopath.
They're all
psychos.
They murdered. They murder people.
Yeah.
Is Mad Dog Vachon the one who kept following... No, there was the guy who kept following Hogan, trying to kill Hogan?
No, Mad Dog Vachon is the one that... There's a guy... They're flying somewhere in a plane... And one dude is like, I got a shit. And it was a small plane. They couldn't land.
Shit in someone's bag.
So he shit in a bag. Yeah, but then he fucking... And then it was disgusting. And everyone had to land because they were thrown up. They land. They take off again. And then it still smells. And they're like, why does it still smell? It's because the fucking bag was still in the plane. They didn't throw the bag out.
What the
And then Mad Dog Vachon grabs a bag, puts it over his head
with
the shit in it. And it was a plastic bag, like, and then pulls it out. So he's got shit on his head and in his beard. Oh. And then he looks at the other guys. He goes, this is how you get used to the smell.
Holy shit.
What the
fuck?
There was a guy that lost his eyeball. Because he kept trying. He was mad at Hulk Hogan. Like, a lot of people couldn't tell the difference between fake and he ran the ring, so they were beating him up. They punched him in the eye. He lost his eye, and then he kept looking, trying to shoot Hogan. Bro, crazy
what?
Stuff. Yeah. Wrestling was crazy back in the day.
Yeah, wrestling was crazy.
Yeah.
God damn.
I don't know if I told you this, but since, Mad Dog Vachon was, like, really big in Minneapolis, when Prince was little... He was Mad Dog Vachon was his idol.
Hold on.
I saw an interview
Prince
once.
Prince the singer.
I saw him like on, I think it was with Oprah. And then she was like, who are your early influences? And he was like, when I was little, I didn't really listen to music. I used to love wrestling. There was this crazy French Canadian called Mad Dog Vachon. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's amazing.
What the fuck?
That was his Prince, bro.
Prince, yeah.
So you're telling me without Mad Dog shithead
Purple
Vachon,
Rain wouldn't exist.
God, yeah, that's what Purple Rain was about. Yeah.
Chocolate Rain.
And look at Mad Dog Vachon.
He looks crazy.
And he lost a leg. Like at the end of his life, he got
misplaced it.
No, what's that? Is it like the flesh eating disease?
Diabetes. Oh, like gangrene.
No, the some
scurvy.
I don't know what disease he got, but they cut his leg off. So he used to walk around with a wooden leg. He was a fucking
like a pirate.
Like a
That's
weird
scurvy,
pirate.
Yeah. How did he get scurvy? Was he on ships?
No, he was, I don't know. It was some weird disease he got.
Jesus Christ.
Ugh.
It's called vascular disease, I think.
Vascular disease?
I don't know. That's what it says here.
That doesn't sound like
that. Doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Right, Mad Dog Vachon wooden leg.
Yeah. And Google Mad Dog Vachon Prince. just to make sure I didn't fucking dream that.
It was actually Kid Rock.
Yeah.
This would make way more sense.
It doesn't say. Hold on. Bonne Nuit du Prince. Prince talks. The silence is broken. Rolling Stone.
The silence.
Yeah, that's probably it.
The Purple Pleasure. Around the World in a Day.
So I'm
90% sure.
No, more 99% sure. But it's like when I used to say, Norm MacDonald fucking was born in Quebec City, and it wasn't on the internet,
but it was true.
And yeah, I put it on Wikipedia. So I think I'm gonna have to put the fucking Mad Dog Vachon thing.
Yeah, the Norm MacDonald thing people didn't know, because I guess he was born in Quebec, but then grew up his adolescence in Ottawa. Yeah,
and his father hated Quebecers, so he was kind of ashamed from being from Quebec.
It was from a hit and run that he lost his leg, by the way.
Okay.
He was hit by a boat?
No, a car.
Oh. And it'd be amazing if he was hit like by another wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just some fucking...
It's a storyline.
Baby face.
Look, I know you're missing a leg, but listen to this. A leg match.
Ricky the Steamboat Dragon. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Yeah, he's like, you basically got to get your wooden leg. It's in the ring. You got to fight him and climb
shit.
A ladder.
Hold up. I found it. Okay. I used to play there every day. This is from the Rolling Stone magazine. When I was 12, on the streets, football and down this block. That's his father out there on the lawn. These lawns are where Prince, the adolescent, who would amuse his friends with expert imitations of pro wrestlers Mad Dog Vachon and the... Well, let me finish at least.
So Prince used to pretend to be Mad Dog Vachon. Oh, that's fucking amazing. Yeah,
and the Crusher.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, he was 100% a fan of Mad Dog Vachon.
You know how mental that is?
That's so weird.
That's a connection I would have never been able to make.
Yeah. But it makes sense since it's a kid. You know, like when you're... Like when you're four, your favorite singer could be fucking
Ricky Martin.
Yeah, Gloria Estefan, yeah. And then you become fucking Marilyn Manson.
But
when you're four, did you show a picture for people that don't know him? Can you put up
Mad Dog Vachon? Yeah, hell yeah,
the Mad Dog.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah,
and his brother. Look, click the one that they're two where it says teens in Toronto. His brother was Paul the Butcher.
God damn.
Look at those fucking crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's how people used to look beside him.
That's intense.
And those guys, like, look at their legs. Like click on the thing with the two brothers.
This one?
Yeah. Like,
they don't really work out their legs.
They're, like, for real. Jesus Christ, your job is lifting people.
Squat them.
Work out.
Yeah.
They kept skipping leg day, it seems like.
But they skipped arm day, too. Like, it's just...
All they did was chest.
All they had was natural strength.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, you're strong. I know. All right, so I'm going to work. Should you work out? I'm strong.
You How said do you
I'm
feel
strong.
About shit?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. What a wild world.
But yeah, Vince McMahon, because the whole sex stuff, he's no longer part of wrestling. And I can't in my head, I guess because I'm an old man now, I can't envision professional wrestling without
Vince McMahon.
By the way, speaking of wrestling, I saw what you posted on your story. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my fucking
wrestling
life.
That used to be wild, bro.
Dude, it was so funny. I was like, wait, what?
I showed him scenes of WWF at the time. They would cut promos. And they were all like very questionable. Like Hulk Hogan had one where he's like, "That's right, I'm gonna take your knob and I'm gonna crank it till I turn it so much after." And what do you say? After I satisfy all these Hulkamaniacs, I'm gonna take your knob and crank it. To I was like, "What the fuck?" Like all of it sounds sexual. But the funniest one was in WCW because he's on live TV. Booker T dropped the N-bomb, and he's like, "I'm coming for you." And as soon as he says it, you see his face like this. And they're continuing the interview. No. Like, me and G's like, all right, well, you heard it here. And he's like this. He's holding his... He knows. He's like, oh, I'm in so much trouble.
Booker D's a black guy, though,
yeah,
right?
But it's just on Prime. You're not
allowed... Yeah.
Because Vince McMahon dropped the N-bomb, but on a pay-per-view.
Okay.
You never seen that?
No.
Oh, Poseidon, no. YouTube that. We're going to watch that. Yeah. He said it to John Cena.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Which, it's harder to explain than a black guy.
Well, like, you found it? Vince McMahon, John Cena... N word.
I think I found it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is on Twitter.
Yeah, bring this up. This
Twitter.
Is Twitter. I guess you gotta put your headphones on.
Okay.
You gotta hear this.
But they don't have the actual footage. They just have like record on a screen type of shit.
that's fine.
Yeah, so they'll have the volume. Oh, and this is it's not that old.
No, it's not that old. It's like a week ago.
About a week ago. No, a week ago.
What's good in the hood? Just hold it down, trying to take care of business. Keep it up, I'm a nigga.
I've seen this. I've seen this.
Yeah, bro. This is wrestling.
That's amazing.
But see, that was like a couple of years ago. You could do that, and I get why you can do that.
Yeah. Is he already giving the ticket?
I think so.
If he already gave it, I'll just keep it there.
Which one? All right. The Fusion.
My car. Yeah.
You're on the side.
Yeah, I had no choice. I made it last minute.
Fuck. Yeah, so you got a ticket.
Well, what am I going to do? Move it? Fuck, I have a ticket. I'll live with it.
But see, like, I get... the only reason why he used the N-word was so the Booker T could go, why is this fucking white guy using the N-word?
So you
get it.
Yeah.
It's exactly like whenever they show Sarah Silverman in blackface.
There's context.
She was doing a thing like... Look, this dumb bitch doesn't know you're not supposed to do blackface. That's why she was doing it. And that's why she did it so fucking 1920s style.
Yeah, to over. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But in the old days, you could do that. But now they just grab it.
Oh, and now, dude, I've noticed everyone is so sensitive about everything. Twitter now with Musk, dude, people are freaking out. It's the same Twitter. It's always been like, Twitter, it's a meltdown. People are like, the N-word usage went way up. And I was like, yeah, okay, if you don't want to see that, don't follow me.
Yeah.
And then you won't see
it. You bastard. Okay.
Follow another account. Whatever to tell you. So look, Mike. Yeah. People need to know that if they're bilingual, your podcast, Mike Ortuzicut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, is available everywhere, including Patreon.
Patreon.com/Ortuzicut.
You can get tickets there to come watch Ortuzicut live over here at the Bordel Sunday nights.
Every time you give me money, it gives me more money to go see fucking disabled people punching each other in the head.
Because really, that's what we're looking for, is to give the disabled something to do. Get out of the house a bit.
Bunch of dum-dums from Florida.
Yeah, if you could take my tax dollars, you could take a punch.
Yeah.
The man sitting there willing to punch these homeless people for money, Poseidon, DPoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. And if you go to Linktree/IamPoseidon, you find all of his links. He also started a brand new Facebook page where he does nothing on it except just share other images, but soon he's gonna start typing. PantelisComedy.com, follow my stuff, and Patreon.com/Pantelis to catch all of our fun Pantelis podcasts, including The Intellectuals, which is probably the greatest thing I have ever come up with. This podcast of a bunch of autists together autising is just great. It's phenomenal.
Next BKFC, I gotta bring you could book everyone on the Intellectuals.
Oh, they're all come as guests.
Oh my god.
I would love to watch Adam fight someone dick first.
Yeah.
Oh, but thank you guys and go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.